Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
This is like a summer camp horror movie, but nobody is dying and everything is fully lit. The only murderers in this house seem to be Bella and Cliff because they're killing their own game. Plus, where's Bryce? The answer will shock and disgust you. This is the AfterBuzz Big Brother After Show.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Wow, where could Bryce be?
Where is he?
It doesn't even matter because you're back.
I know, I'm so excited!
Oh my god. We will get... Bryce is actually overseas at a wedding. We miss you, Bryce, but that's why you're seeing my subpar face as the moderator of this panel. I'm so happy to be doing it for the first time. But this is a huge episode and a huge time in the season. We just witnessed Bella ruining everything, a new alliance being formed, a new HOH, another eviction, which isn't really an eviction because they're going to Camp Comeback. And we're going to talk about all of that. And we also have some great co-hosts here and one new face. But this is a face you probably recognize. It's Rachel Swindler. How are you, Rachel?
I'm great. Good. How are you all? We get to talk about Big Brother, so I'm really happy.
Yeah, yeah. Hi, Jessica.
Hey! Okay. I wasn't sure if I got an introduction because I am back, too. I was not here last week. But hey, guys, I'm back.
Jessica's playing a coy today.
Yes, you know, got a little special social media segment for you guys later, so stay tuned.
Ooh. Yes. And we have our brand new face, Mr. Mike, who's a super fan.
What's up, guys? I'm a super fan. I came over from the Survivor and the Bachelorette panel.
Yes.
And I just did Love Island today, so I'm doing a lot of CBS love.
Yeah, you're all about the reality TV.
A lot of CBS love.
I'm going to ask you a little bit of a special question later because you weren't on the panel the first two episodes, but I kind of want to tease what we have teed up for this episode.
Do it.
Like I said, we're going to be talking about Bella. We're going to talk about Cliff and what he did and why it is severely impacting Christy and Tommy and painting a target on his back. We have the Rachel H segment where we're going to get Rachel's side of things and what she would do in a specific circumstance in this season 21. And we have really juicy news and gossip, right?
We do.
It's especially juicy. Yes. So I am like extremely excited and have so many opinions about Bella. I think that she was, I'm jumping in, I think she was one of the standouts from this series of episodes this week. Mm-hmm. And I picked her as one of my favorites at the beginning of the season. Mm-hmm. And we all picked our favorites. And one person who didn't, we didn't get their take on it, was Mike.
Yeah.
So I'm asking you, Mike, first, what are your thoughts on this season? Who's your favorite house guest? And who's your pick to win the whole thing?
Okay. So for me, this season so far is a little bit boring. I'm not loving it as much as I normally love Big Brother right off the bat.
All right. Coming in hot.
Like we were... Yeah, well, it's true. But I still love it. Like I say about Survivor, the same thing to me as Big Brother. A bad episode of Big Brother is still better than almost everything else on TV. So I don't really care. I'm down for the whole summer. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
But I like new stuff. And just like we were saying, I get that they get to stay in the house when they get evicted. But to me, having one person come back in the final four, the first four, they've done that before. That's not new or interesting to me. So I don't know. I'm a little tepid on this one right off the bat. For me, I can only talk now as of currently. Mm-hmm. My favorite player right now is David because out of anybody ever on a show, no one to me has like seen the Matrix more than this guy. Mm-hmm. He came back in, he looked around and he said, that's a team, they're doing this, they're doing that, they're doing that. To me, I just thought, finally, like someone's finally got it going, like they know what's happening. So I think that's going to be really interesting and he's going to be able to use it a lot to his advantage.
Uh-huh.
And as far as who I think is going to win, unfortunately, I'm thinking one of the Jacks. I don't know if someone's going to make it to actually take one of them out. I see them as a Mike Boogie, Dr. Will kind of thing, and I think they're going to make it real fun. Like, they might take it all the way.
Yeah. But I will say there was some talk on Twitter about Jackson and Jack not being as loyal to each other. So we could see maybe them take each other out. Okay. But that's a nice take as well.
And it's interesting because as viewers, we have one perception of what's happening on the show. Because Jackson and Jack are not the most popular on Twitter. No. They're not the most popular on social media. But in the house, as you know, Rachel, it is a completely different story. You're living in isolation. You're literally in a bubble. So speaking of Jackson, or no, speaking of Jack... Jackson goes by Mickey now, or Mitchie,
Mickey.
So, speaking of Jack, he has a ton of power.
Yep.
This week, leading up to tonight's episode, he won HOH and he won the Wactivity comp. So, you were kind of talking about this, Mike, but my question is, he has so much power and he has so much control early in the game, and he's asserted himself in this Grateful Alliance. Is anybody going to take a shot at him, or would be willing to take a shot at him?
I mean, I think we saw the person that would have taken the biggest shot at him go home tonight.
Yeah,
I mean,
spoilers, by the way.
Oh, yeah, sorry, spoilers. Yeah. But I didn't say who, so. I mean, I think it's going to be... I would hope maybe like Nick or Bella, considering they've kind of isolated themselves a little bit from that...
The Grateful
Alliance. So maybe them, but I don't think they would do it this early. I think the only people that would do it this early would be would have been Kimmy or Jess or
Nicole.
Cliff ain't gonna do it.
Yeah, I don't think though that Bella. I don't think that she has the balls.
No,
to make
I don't think Bella would either.
Period. At any point, I think that she's so blindly loyal to Jack specifically. That she went back and we'll
get
to that.
She is so loyal.
She went back and just spewing all this information she's collecting back to him, and I believe that she's very low on his totem pole. But I think that they had a really good opportunity, honestly, last week to get out Jack because Christy was so upset with him.
She was thinking about it.
You know, because he was kind of acting like a crazy person. Like, these are my ideals and this is what's going to go down.
He was on a power trip before he even had power.
Honestly, I thought that the Grateful Alliance was about to sink last week because of how she was running her mouth to all these randos, you know, telling and exposing the alliance, but she should have got him out last week. That would have been a great move.
Mm-hmm. That would have been awesome TV.
Yeah,
I hated all that stuff last week. I hated it. I hated Christy's breakdown.
Like,
and we talked a little bit about because I mean we kind of just brought it up right now, right? I am saying they're in a really strong alliance if they can keep it together.
Right.
Yes. And her whole breakdown was along the lines of, I'm not here to play Jack's game, I'm going to play my game. I thought, if you're in an alliance, you're all playing each other's game. Like, this is why alliances break down.
So what did Jack do in his HOH that was better than Christy? Like, what do you think that Jack's HOH was better than Christy's?
I think it is so far because... they are staying again within their alliance. Like, this is a very textbook to me reality show competition scenario.
Right, yeah.
Grateful has got together real fast. Mm-hmm. They're fairly solid. If they can keep together, they're really good. The rest of the house right now, they're just basically floaters.
Yeah.
Right. Or it's almost like they have little fun alliances. Like, us three, like, we can do it. You're going to get steamrolled if these people can stay together. This always happens. The other people can't get together and they get picked off.
And speaking of which, the other players in the house, one thing that happened, one of the main storylines this week was all the drama surrounding the Black Widow Alliance.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what was the Black Widow Alliance?
Lord,
it got caught in their own web, girl.
Yeah.
So, during the time that Jack was trying to figure out who he was going to nominate, put up on the block, let's see, Kimmy, Jessica, Nicole, and Bella got together to form a Black Widow Alliance, a girl alliance, and... from the start, it seemed like this alliance was destined to fail, because right after they solidified this alliance, they cut to the DR, and Kimmy is saying, I'm only loyal to Bella, I don't know about these other two girls, and Bella says, normally... all girl alliances don't work. So,
and not to mention,
you can make it work.
By the way, not to mention that all four people were not present when they made the alliance. They made it with three girls, and then Kimmy walks in. They're like, "Guess what? We have an alliance." She's like, "Great!" Like that. It was doomed from that moment for me.
So, Rachel, you said it could have worked. So, how could it have worked? Because I agree. I think it definitely could have worked. Mike is shaking his head.
Well, here's the thing. No. Well, what pisses me off is that she just said. We know all girls alliances don't work. I'm like, but you could make it work. Make it work then. Go into this house and make something work. When I was in the house, if I had been presented with something, which I was presented with something about all girls alliance, I was like, I acted like I was a part of it, but I wasn't because bottom line is the alliances that you make day one and day two are the ones you're always going to be the most loyal to. And all of this BS that's formed afterwards. Like, I was approached for an all-girls alliance by Caitlin last year that Brett said was me in my eviction speech. Mm-hmm. But, like, it was one of those things where it was like, yeah, okay, I'll do that, but I'm not going to be loyal to you. Like,
the man-eaters. Remember
the man, we're a man-eater. Yeah. But not really. But anyways, I don't know where I was going with this, well, but I'm just trying to say.
Right. Girl alliance is working.
It could have worked if it had been started a little bit earlier.
Yeah, yeah.
So everybody was already loyal to their alliance, especially Bella. But I think that this could have worked because Bella could have stayed, and we'll get to Mike and Jessica's take in a second. I think that Bella could have stayed loyal to her Grateful Alliance while still working those two numbers.
I agree. Yes.
Of Jess and of Kenny, mm-hmm. and Nicole, three yeah. numbers, and staying loyal to Kenny because yeah. she had this like one-on-one thing with Kenny. Mm-hmm. I don't think she needed to blow up that alliance before it helped her and benefited her.
Yeah.
And Jessica, what do you think?
Yeah, I totally agree with that because I just felt like she, when they made the alliance, I was like, oh, that's cute. Okay, like yeah. have something off to the side, you know, keep those girls together and then go after some of these random people. Mm-hmm. Sam, Cliff, there's one more. That's just out there. One more person that's just out there. Catherine.
Nicole.
Well, people that yeah. are, you know, not connected. There's plenty of people to go after. So when she formed it and then immediately went back, I was like, but why? Mm-hmm. That was just my question. Why even form it?
Yeah, the question of why.
Yeah.
Well, this week.
Yeah.
Because everyone else so has stupid. Their little side stuff going on as well. So why go back and be like, oh, I just want to prove myself that I'm so loyal to you.
Uh-huh.
It's just, I just didn't understand. It's kind of like, just one thing, the same thing a couple of weeks ago, when she's sitting there with a group of girls, listening to everyone share, and Catherine's like, oh, I think I can get Mickey, because mm-hmm. trying to, you know, give a tactic to help all of you, mm-hmm. and then Bella goes back and says, oh, Catherine thinks that she can manipulate everyone, let's get her out. Whose game are you playing, girl?
Mike, what do you think? You think it couldn't have worked from the beginning?
No, it can't. No. For some reason, and this is across shows, Survivor, Big Brother, all women alliances do not work. It's a very rare exception.
Yeah,
it pounce on me for being sexist or whatever, but it's just a fact. Like, for some reason, they just don't work. They start to argue, mm-hmm. and inevitably, especially Big Brother, the flirtation and that kind of stuff happens, and they inevitably go to some guys, and just like this, Bella, I mean, it's 2 seconds, right? And she's immediately back to the guys. I think it's a little bit, for whatever reason, there's just some stigma or whatever, just doesn't work.
Yeah.
Combined with, just like you said, Rachel, like doing an alliance right off the bat is so powerful yeah. in
yes.
this, in any game. And now you're seeing the people who didn't come to play really hard, mm-hmm. Cliff, Nicole, Ovi, mm-hmm. trying to make these little alliances now when it's almost
right.
too late,
yeah.
even though it's day whatever, right?
It's
14.
Interesting because, okay, this Black Widow alliance did blow up. I think that whenever it comes to the all-girl alliance thing, I think maybe with the women in Big Brother, I think that they want to feel out the people before they just say, like, I'm aligned with you. Like, Nikki and Jack were just like, I like you. And the girls, like, they want to think a little bit more about it before they just blindly attach themselves to somebody. At least that was the case this season.
I have a theory. Yeah. I want to see if Rachel agrees as a female. I just think that women, we are more emotional, clearly.
Yes.
But we are also more, we can get more paranoid and not, I'm not going to say jealous, but I think that women spat more. We have, our personalities are more harder to get along than men. Men are just like, hey, let's do this. And then they get over
it's
stuff. They don't
it's
take
different.
It personal. Women take things personal. So when you see gameplay or something that could be against you or someone doing other things, you may... Your emotions get more attached
yes.
for people who are emotional.
I agree.
Okay.
It's funny because when I was in the house, me and Angela, we had like we were purposely distancing ourselves and kind of being a little mean to each other mm-hmm. on purpose, and it started to like kind of affect me in the house where I started to look at her a little differently mm-hmm. at times where I'd be like because we're just but there was. Not really jealousy, but like there was this like kind of like this
competitiveness,
cattiness to it,
yeah.
and I started to like feel it, and I was like, oh God, I don't like that feeling because I'm not that type of girl, mm-hmm. and I just feel like there's something in that house, and there's just something about it.
It's
sometimes
$500,000.
Well, yeah, that's
the
very
men,
true.
The men, everyone's vying for attention. And,
yeah, they
know,
are.
Yeah.
It's and that is a big reason why it mm-hmm. doesn't work.
So this Black Widow alliance blows all the way up. Bella basically still has the words Black Widow in her mouth when she goes and tells Jack. So Jack is HOH, and one of the original members of the Grateful Alliance was the person who basically thought of it, with like Mickey and Christy and Bella as well.
Mm-hmm.
So she goes to Jack, and she says, this all-girl alliance is in effect, and it involves these people, and this is exactly what happened. And this only... makes Jack more motivated to nominate Kemi and Jessica.
Which he was going to do anyway.
Yeah, he was going to do that anyway. Yeah.
In his mind, he's like, this is perfect because now I have a solid reason.
Yep. Exactly.
And I'm so upset that Bella just handed it to him.
Yeah, it was stupid.
Well, I wrote down here, Bella dumbass. That's what I wrote.
Okay, so then, not only did Bella go and tell Jack, Bella tells Nicole that she blew up her own alliance. Nicole isn't dumb. She knows that she's the only other vulnerable member of the alliance, so she's angry. Then, of course, Nicole tells Jessica, who's equally, if not more, pissed.
Right.
And now all these girls are after Bella. Why did Bella talk?
Well, okay, and now I will say again, she was so perfectly positioned. She would have been so good. She was good with Grateful. She was good with the Black Widows. Falling in that middle line area. She was set up perfectly. I keep having a thought that keeps escaping my brain every 5 seconds. So I can't remember now. But Bella, what are you doing?
Perfectly positioned.
Yeah, I think Andy Heron, winner of Big Brother 15 on his Twitter, he had said that this is my point. There it is. It came back to me. First episode we had. Yeah, I remember you were saying Bella was one of your favorites. We were talking about how Bella was a strong person, and I said that girl just started watching Big Brother. Mm-hmm. She did not know she was recruited, and it's showing plain and simple right now, out in front of us.
She didn't even remember anybody's name. Christy, who's that?
Yeah. I'm like, did you come here to play Big Brother? Or just like, no, why are you... I've never in my life seen somebody go share alliances like that to people that are not in their alliance. Like, it makes no freaking sense.
Speaking of the conversation that she had with Sam, let's talk about that.
Yeah.
She just literally was like, oh, by the way, we have an 8-person alliance, and you're number nine.
Okay, so Jessica, why do you think... And Mike, too, why do you think she's talking so much? Why do you think she's blabbing? Is she nervous?
I think she's really trying to solidify her allegiance within Grateful. So we're talking about how it's a dumb move. It is a dumb game move. However, if Grateful takes all the rest of them out, it's a really good move. It ends up being great if they actually stay together. If they don't, then she's in big trouble.
Yeah, if this happens to work out in her favor, where they're like, she's been so loyal to us, let's be loyal back to her, then I'll take everything I said back and I'll give it to her.
Especially the Jacks. Because the Jacks are kind of leading it, and she went straight to a Jack, and all right.
This is dumb.
That's a good point, but that's not going to happen, considering the fact that she went back and told Kimmy that she had a final three with Jack and Mickey.
Yeah.
So now they know. And they're like, okay, we actually can't trust her. To answer your question, Charles, I think the reason is because she's just a blabbermouth. Mm-hmm. Like, I just think that she cannot control herself.
She even said it herself.
Her thing of always being like, oh, I'm going to go against my mom. I just think her personality is just to spew everything. And then I also think in some weird way in her mind that she thinks that she's making moves that are, like, so strategic. Like, oh, I'm going to tell Sam so he's loyal to me. But really, he's looking at her like... And you've been lying to me.
Yeah. Exactly. This Black Widow stuff happened before tonight's episode. And on tonight's episode, I actually thought in my mind, I wonder if Jack is going to try to backdoor Bella. If too much of this stuff...
Vita already happened.
If the thought came through his head... Because remember when Sam was talking to him in the supply closet.
In the kitchen.
I wonder if he was thinking, like, I wish I would have backdoored Bella, or I wish I would have told Sam to use the veto on, like, Kemi or Jess or something.
I think it's a bad move.
To backdoor
Bella. Backdooring Bella is a bad move, because they have a ton of information about her, so she's easy to deal with. Mm-hmm. Just keep the 8 strong.
Okay.
And she's putting herself out there, making herself
look... But she's blowing up their alliance to the rest of the house.
But they don't know that part.
But that's irrelevant, because they have the numbers.
Yeah, and they don't know that part.
If they can stay together.
Also said on accident, he spewed out to Sam, Grateful.
That was the best one. Yeah. That was the best part of tonight's episode.
He outed their own alliance. So I think Bella's just painting a target on her back. So her alliance doesn't care about that.
Yeah. So as a result of this whole Black Widow being exposed, Jessica tries to clean up the mess before the veto draw, and tries to go to Mickey and say, hey, I didn't do this all-girls alliance, and Mickey kind of gets in an emotional moment with Jessica, indicating to Jessica that he will save her in the veto, which leads her to choosing him when she gets House Guest Choice.
Yeah.
Another highly questionable move. I think she should have chosen Nicole.
Correct.
And Nicole probably had a good chance at this veto pop, because it wasn't super physical.
Right.
Soft hands.
Right,
And I thought that was kind of a dumb move. It was null and void because Mickey didn't even end up winning.
Mm-hmm.
Sam won his second straight veto, decided not to use it as to not make waves in the house. And it was an emotional week for Sam because he found out that his grandfather had passed away, which I didn't know, honestly, if he was going to stay in the house when he was reading that note.
Yeah, it was like, so intense.
This could very well be something where he leaves the house.
Yeah.
And they maybe, like, do a re-veto comp or something. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, he doesn't use the veto. So here we go.
Which I think is also a bad move, by the way. I don't know if you're going to talk about that.
Well, so I was going to say, the only interesting character in that veto comp, I think, was Bella. I was very curious what she would have done had she won the veto. Would she have saved the people that she had betrayed, or would she have stayed true to her alliance?
It's she's like, staying with Grateful.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's shown like, her loyalty to Grateful. Yeah. And I just think that that's what she...
Because she might have wanted to maybe save face with Kenny, who she was really close to, and convince her alliance to backdoor somebody else or put somebody else up, convince Jack.
I think that would have been too smart.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm just going to say, that would have been a true Big Brother player maybe would have thought of that. But.
Because she was like, she tried, like, kind of, to me, kind of like half tried to save Kimmy to go and tell people, like, well, Kimmy's not bad for our game. Let's keep her. Mm-hmm. And everyone wanted her. But Jack, like, it's so crazy. Like, I don't know. We talked before, and I know there's a full-blown conversation about the race thing in this house and mm-hmm. how it implies. So in this case, I just find it interesting that Kimmy, little old Kimmy, is just so threatening to Jack. Like, he's just every move that she makes because she's so confident and secure with herself, he's so threatened by it. Yet you have Sam that's not actually in your alliance either, mm-hmm. who has won veto after veto.
Yeah.
But yet, you good, he good to say, but Kimmy is just like, oh, I got to get her out now.
You know what's really funny, and I'll touch on that, because before going into the Big Brother house, I never really saw that side. Like, when I would watch the episodes, I never really saw it. Like, I was like, what are people talking about? This is so, like, I'm like, this is being blown out of proportion. It's not like that. I don't know what people are thinking. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But now watching this season and hearing your, and, like, the things that you say, like, I'm just like,
it's true. Wow. Why, like, isn't Sam right. Target? Yeah. And honestly, if Bella had won, that would have been the perfect thing. Like, Sam just won the veto last week. Mm-hmm. He's a floater. He's a strong game player. He's proven it time and time again. He's not in our alliance, and we need to get him out.
But see, that to me is almost a better question. Why isn't he in the alliance? I never understood that.
Go ahead.
He's basically a complete floater right now, which seems weird because he seems like a really strong player. He seems like a smart player. He's obviously good at challenges. Why doesn't he have an alliance? Why hasn't he tried to make any game moves?
Yeah.
It seems very... Yeah. He's done nothing. Yeah. And yet he seems like a really smart, good player.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and I would think that their alliance would want him.
Yeah. Well, and he said, because later on in tonight's episode, Bella revealed to Sam that he's the ninth.
Yeah, that's stupid.
And he later said in the episode, I'm going to write it out on my own. We'll see how it goes. Right. Like, we're going to do it.
Well, you know what? A smart player, though, would not win two vetoes in a row when it's not even necessary.
Yes, yeah. Well, that is a really good point. Yeah,
but he could be building a resume.
He wants his power.
That's
he's
sure.
But I just don't understand.
I have
at all.
A theory. Maybe they don't want him in the alliance because his voice is so damn annoying.
Yeah,
it's bad. Squeaks it's and bad.
His screaming
and,
is bad. Using the veto, I think, is a huge mistake for him. Because
this week,
because he's not in the Grateful Alliance, mm-hmm. right? He has nobody. The two girls on the chopping block are not in that alliance. He needs to start building something.
But he knows that the majority of the house was in control of those nominations. So if he were to mess that up, then that would be an easy target to pin
for him.
Back.
Yeah, because he did
but
say
he's
this
a target
group.
Regardless.
Yeah, he is a target
winning,
regardless. They
he's
going to
be a target, and he's not in the alliance, and he keeps winning. He's going to be an easy target. Like, you've got to start making actual moves.
Okay, but true. How about this?
You're going to float around and be voted out. And be ninth place. They basically just told you today, you're ninth place.
Right.
Okay, you're ninth in the alliance that you didn't know about.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
A theory. This theory is going to make me sound very evil and cold and heartless, but I think that this is putting Sam in a good position. Sam just united the house around him with something awful that happened to him. He lost a family member. Mm-hmm. I think that might have helped him in the game, because very rarely do you get these moments in Big Brother when real life kind of seeps into the house.
Mm-hmm. But only if he was only if he was in danger. I agree with that, because I thought about that. I was like, dang, if he was on the block,
that would have
probably
saved
him.
Yeah.
But he's he's not a target.
But he might, because he just won two vetoes. I mean, you never know what the conversation is going to happen.
What happened after he won the two vetoes, Grateful said, great, you know what? We're going to let you know that you're a ninth person. So
that should have lit a fire under his butt so hard. Yeah. You can't even imagine.
He should have saved Kimmy.
So let's flash forward to what happened on tonight's episode. Another big thing happened. Bella and Black Widow seems like small potatoes to compare to what happened tonight. Well, not really, but it involved Cliff, of all people. Cliff has a little special segment in the house called Cliff Notes, where I don't know why he does this, but Rachel gives some insight onto what some background about why this happened. But Cliff goes into the boat room with his coffee and just talks about what his game is. Just talks to the camera.
As if someone
cares.
About
his whole game. Like, not like you're living in the house with your competitors. And Rachel said during the episode, she said those walls are paper thin in that room.
Especially that room. Yeah.
Yeah. So he literally sits with his coffee and talks to America about the people he thinks are working together, the couples, the alliances, and what happened. Mm-hmm. This time on Cliff Notes, Christy got a little bit of a tidbit as she was walking past the door. Listened to a whole spiel by Cliff, exposed his whole game, and included in that spiel was the alliance that he had created with Ovi and Nicole called Fellowship of the Zing,
which Fellowship
might be the saddest
Zing.
Alliance of the season so far, because he created one with somebody who's not even in the house.
Yeah.
So not even pathetic. A guaranteed number, and Nicole's kind of a floater, but, I mean, Nicole's a smart person, but, yeah, what'd y'all think of that, about Christy hearing all of that?
So, I mean, like I said, I've been in that room before. I know how paper thin. I mean, I used to try and listen to people talking. I know people were trying to listen to me talking. Mm-hmm. So, like, I mean, level six, we were always constantly whispering in that room. I don't think there was ever a time I was talking that loud in that room. Full volume. Okay, if you're going to go and you're going to talk in that house anywhere, go to the backyard. Go to the farthest corner of the backyard. Get on one of the exercise machines, which is what I did one time, and just, like, be on there and just talk your game. Yeah. Like, talk it out right there. Don't be going in that damn boat room.
In the middle of the house.
What you doing, boo? Okay, because I like you, Cliff, and I like Cliff Notes. I think that's really, really cute, but that was not cute.
No.
So, I mean, that's great for Christy. Awesome. And I also did see via Twitter that Jackson actually had a session himself where he heard some Cliff Notes. I don't know what exactly he heard, but I did see that he had, I mean, now every morning they're going to be passing by there getting some damn Cliff Notes.
The reason Cliff Notes are great is because they're accessible to everyone, literally.
Everybody can hear it.
And it's the same case in the Big Brother house. What do you think, Jessica?
I don't know. I just feel like it's crazy, but almost unimportant. I mean, because what type of game is Cliff really playing? I'm sorry. Like, I'm just like, he was pointing out the obvious. Nobody cares about the power, the Fellowship of the Zing, you know? So I just felt like, okay, Christy was really running back like she got some really good juicy stuff. He's not going to win a competition.
He's not playing
a strong game. And he just formed one of the lamest alliances. So that's really not golden information, in my opinion.
I'm excited to see how long he lasts. Because a lot of times, like, the older people will just get booted out a little bit early, especially on this and other shows. But he might slip through. They're not really putting him forward as a threat. People in the chat are a little bit divided. So Alex Foster thinks Sam should have used a veto on either Jessica or Kimmy, since he's not in the alliance. Joseph Boza, who I believe is one of my Survivor friends.
Is
that Boza? Yes. Boza?
He's loyal.
What up, Boza?
Joseph thinks Sam really put a target on his back.
Okay.
Mm. Yep.
Very good. By the way, you guys, keep writing in. We're monitoring the chat, and you can do so on the YouTube video on the right-hand side, the live feed. Go ahead and put your input. Yeah.
Leave a comment, too,
and like the video.
Yeah.
We read through the comments.
So Cliff exposes his whole game. That's actually a really good point, Jessica. Like, it's not like Jackson was exposing his whole life. It provided some tea for Christy, because she just wants to contribute in any way she can.
Like, maybe, like, instead of going out fourth, he's going to go out, like, six.
Yeah. But it could be
instead of going out six, they'll go, like, four.
It could be a Kevin situation where they carry him all the way to the end and then vote him out. Remember Kevin with, with Josh and Paul and Christmas?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But going back a little bit to this Black Widow alliance, the only person who didn't realize who had blown it up was Kemi, who was the most closely tied to Bella.
Right.
So Kemi does find out that Bella exposed Black Widows, and she takes this as, we're not as loyal as I initially thought. Kemi trying to save herself from eviction, then tells Mickey, and Mickey is saying he actually doesn't have a final three with Bella and Jack, but he actually does. Kemi knows all this.
Is that still a thing, though?
Or the final three?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
I think it still is. Usually final threes that happen at the very beginning are...
Yeah, well, who knows?
I disagree. I think final threes in the beginning are real tenuous. You get start getting down to like six or something, then it's
final,
like,
final twos, three, final, three, final, three. Final twos.
Yeah. Well, Charles, except for the point that you're making with Kimmy, I was so frustrated that Nicole took so long to tell her, because Nicole immediately told Jess, and it's like, okay, great, Jess kind of held it in, but I love that Kimmy took action.
Right.
She saw the true colors and wanted to expose it. Had she had learned about it prior to the veto, as you made the point that you made earlier, that could have changed the dynamics of
campaign.
The veto.
Yeah.
To save her because she gave the goods.
Yeah. So
I also wonder the whole Black Widow thing in general, obviously it was doomed from the start because of Bella, but I wonder if it was also doomed somewhat, again, because they wanted to do an all-girl foursome alliance. Because you could have easily pulled in somebody like Sam and Cliff and had more numbers.
Yeah.
So I wonder sometimes when these alliances form, are you hamstringing yourself by saying, let's just do all girls? Well, yeah.
Do like most girl alliance. Girl controlled alliance could be that.
I mean, yeah, why not? Or have the four and be like, okay, now let's strategically bring in these three guys so we have some numbers.
And
so,
what's the reason?
Because what's four going to do anyway?
That's what you have to think. What's the reason of the, what's the foundation of the alliance? Is it because you all sleep in the same room and you're like, let's work together? That's not going to work.
Yeah.
You have to have someone who's physical, someone who's smart, someone who has social game.
Yeah.
I mean, you never hear about like an all guy alliance trying to be formed, right?
Well, yeah, there was the brigade. The brigade back in season 12.
But they always bring girls in. They always bring girls in too.
Yeah,
it's
never
like solidly that.
Yeah.
Right.
Big Brother. They bring in girls, but like the brigade. I'm just referencing because it's the one that the brigade from season 12. It was an alliance of four men. Like I think they had Brittany Haynes. They had her on the side, but they sat her down and told her at the end of it, they were like, "We've been an alliance since the beginning. We're the brigade. You're going out next." And then it was four guys until the end.
And it's always two men and then everyone else. There's never two girls that are strong and then they add in people.
Yeah, I tried to do that last year. It didn't work out.
So Mickey and Jack have a discussion outside about the fact that Bella has been talking around the whole house and creating this all-girl alliance and blowing up their everything. And so now the question I ask you, I was saying that I think that this final three is going to last, and I was saying that maybe Jack might have thought about backdooring Bella. Do you think that Bella is on the outs when it comes to Grateful because of, like, the conversation Jack and Jackson were having, because of the conversation that Kemi had with Mickey?
I think she's going to be on the outs. I think that Kimmy is going to stir up now that she's in the house. She's going to stay. She's going to stir up some stuff about Bella.
Right.
She's going to go to Jackson, and I think it's going to not work in her favor, and I think she's going to... thank God Nick won HOH.
Yeah.
Because she's going to be out in the next couple of weeks.
Yeah.
That's so good. Because I was saying it's so stupid. I thought that getting out Kimmy was so crazy this week because she has the mouth and she has nothing to lose. Now she's walking around.
Yeah, now she's got nothing to lose. She said, excuse me, I'm going to tell exactly what's been going on.
She's like, I'm going to annihilate you and slit you by the throat, but don't air that.
She's got the shot to come back, so it's really not. She really should.
A small shot. One out of four. She can cause so much damage, and then if she happens to come back, then great.
I think she has leverage.
Who sits there dormant and be like, okay, I have a one of four chance. Let me not say nothing.
Yeah.
You go in blazing. You stir up all the drama. Well, you get everyone talking. Then you can come back. Yeah, she's already out.
But the thing is,
why not do it?
The thing is, David seems to be playing it kind of close to the vest because earlier on he was saying, okay, this is what I'm witnessing. I'm biding my time a little bit. And then I think David's in the best position currently in the camp comeback. I think I said that from the beginning.
Yeah.
Like, no matter who gets evicted next week, I think he's still in the best position. He has no enemies.
Right.
So, Bella then, we talked about it earlier, tells Sam about the eight. And then Jack says the name of the alliance to Sam. Mm-hmm. So Sam is keen to the whole thing.
Right.
And
plays along pretty well, to his credit.
Plays along pretty well. And I just feel like this grateful alliance. Like, what do Tommy and Christy think, who are part of the alliance? Do they even know what's happening?
Does Sam even care, though? I just feel like he's just kind of like,
yeah, you're right.
Oh, okay, oh, there's an alliance. Okay, I don't know. I just felt like he didn't really care. And he was like, oh, there's an alliance in the house? Okay, sorry.
And but by the way, I don't know why, but everyone is revealing the alliance to him. Let's not forget that last week, Christy, when she had her meltdown, Christy, she told him, our group that's working together. Yeah. He's like, oh, group. Noted. Like, you know, so he's collected all this information.
I hope he does something about it. Do something about it, Sam. We want to see some fireworks.
He really is the ninth. But he's a one-man alliance, and it's called the ninth. Okay. Yeah.
If he can... if he can ride that as the actual ninth, then he's got a decent shot, potentially, when it's down to them, if they stick together, to break that apart. Because they obviously have to break up and eat their own. Mm-hmm. So right. Sam could have a decent shot of leading some kind of splinter group.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But
so the HOH competition was tonight, and I have to say, Grateful Eight, spoiler, if you're watching on the West Coast, you might want to turn off. I don't know why you're watching at the same time the show's airing. But Nick wins the HOH, Grateful Eight is in power yet again.
Riveting challenge.
And Nick has
athletic fortitude.
Right. Nick has a close relationship with Bella, so we can assume that Bella is safe for yet another week to expose more of the alliance and more about her game. What do you think? We'll get maybe into predictions a little bit later, but I just think it's interesting the fact that Grateful is in power another week. Are they, unstoppable at this point?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm hoping... I guess I'm secretly hoping, because Kimmy did that whole speech or whatever, that maybe he goes after some other people. Maybe he goes after people in his alliance. I don't know. Mm-hmm. Maybe he tries to, make a big move, go after the Jax. I don't know. I don't think he's going to.
He might... Oh,
that... Could he maybe...
Okay. Should we move into predictions then?
Sure. Yeah, sure.
So I think that we should move into predictions now that... Hello, AfterBuzz TV predictions. So Nick wins HOH.
Music's not there.
This is very interesting. Okay, I have another theory. Okay, me and my theories. I think that Bella might be sensing that she could be on the outs with Nikki and Jack. So maybe she can convince Nick to make a move within their alliance to say, I am probably going to have a target on my back in my own alliance because I've clearly messed up. She has admitted that she has a big mouth. So maybe if she's thinking like me, she will tell Nick, do something that will help us further down the line without jeopardizing us too much. We need to make a big move, but a doable move, one that won't betray the rest of our alliance and make the rest of our alliance seem like we're trying to blow the whole thing up.
I agree with
Christy,
outcome. But I disagree with the tactic. I don't think that Bella will be like, oh, we'll get them because I may be an outcast because she's so loyal. But what I do think may happen is that because of the drama, Bella's going to say more. Jack and Mickey may confront her and kind of ruffle her feathers some to where they make themselves the target. Not her making them the target, but they make themselves a target because they're not afraid of her and they're just going to voice however they feel. So I think their dominance, and if Jack continues to try to control the HOHs, I think that people are going to be fed up up to hear with it. So I think they're going to make themselves a target.
I think that they're going to feel like it's too early to go after their own alliance. They're going to feel like it's too early, which sucks.
It is
too early. As viewers, we want to see that because we're tired
so
of one. I mean, I'm sure people felt this last year when Level 6 getting in power all the time. Anytime somebody's in power, ever so many weeks, we don't want that. So of course we want that, but I just think she's going to think it's too early.
Who is Nick loyal to? I think it's Bella.
I think
the one person he's going to consult about what he's going to do is with Bella. And if you think about the people on the outs, who is Bella targeting?
Who is she?
She doesn't know.
I think
my prediction is that once this eight finally somehow splinters for the Jax and anybody who stays loyal to them, Nick is probably going to be the first target. Because he's so tight with Bella, and the fact that she blew it up to everybody, I think the onus of the target really goes on him because he's a stronger player. He's super connected. They're a couple. You always want to get the couples out, and he's going to be the big target.
Yeah. So who do you think he's going to nominate?
Who's he going to nominate?
Nick.
My gut instinct is he's still going to stay with Grateful for this nomination. So somebody outside. Easy thing to do is to put up Jessica. If he's smart, he puts up Sam. Like, yeah. I get Sam out of the house. Yes, or at least try to backdoor him. But the easy put up is, yeah, Jessica and Cliff.
Jessica and Cliff.
So
that's
weak.
A safe one.
So
safe.
Weak.
Yeah. I think Jessica and Cliff, and then a possible backdoor of Sam or Nicole.
Yeah. But just a side note, I just want to mention, I'm kind of... Mickey is actually growing on me. The first week, I was kind of like, eh, I don't like him. He's, like, arrogant and blah, blah, blah. I don't know. He seems so compassionate
next
and
to
genuine.
Jackson, he does. Next
I don't know.
Jackson.
It's just, you know, it's Jackson. These little combos that he has. I feel like he actually cares about people, even though he's playing his game. I think he's playing a good game. I'm liking him. He's growing on me.
I have a side note about Mickey. Yeah. I was with Jason Roy, who was on Big Brother 17 two nights ago, and he told me that Jackson went to the L.A. open call, which was at Jalapeno Pete's, which is Jason's restaurant, and said that Jackson was there and sat down at the bar and talked to Jason for, like, a couple of hours about the game.
Really?
Like, sat there and was, like, really interested, really wanted to play, and was so pumped and excited. So, he's in there to play. We've seen that.
Yeah. So, now we're going to move on to our special segment and then After Buzz News. But before we move on to news and gossip, our segment every week, we're going to be asking our very own Rachel Swindler, who has a lot of experience with Big Brother, was on just last season, what she would do in certain specific instances in Big Brother in a segment we like to call Rach OH. I love saying that.
Da, 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 da.
Rach OH.
I love it.
So this week's edition of Rach OH involves Camp Comeback, because this is really the first week we've seen Camp Comeback enacted. We've actually seen Ovi and David in their little scouts uniforms. So Rachel, I ask you for Rach OH, if you were in Camp Comeback, how would you play it so that you ensure that you get a spot back in the house?
Okay, so I will get this. I'll do this very quickly. So what I would do is exactly what David's doing. He is playing an amazing camp comeback game right now. He's gathering information. He's observing. He's watching, which is exactly what he should be doing, and building a social game and making food for everybody, which I would suck at because I can't cook well. So I'd really suck at that part. But I would just be sucking up and being nice and cleaning and doing all the things that, like, Sam was doing last year. Just being just a great social game, but, like, still having my ears and eyes open and just being like, you know, if I come back, like, I'm with you. Like, just pick out those people that you are like, I think I could wedge in right there and I could work with them.
Yeah.
So I think David's playing an amazing game right now, and Twitter is a lot of past house guests are endorsing David right now on Twitter. Mm-hmm. They think he's great. They want him to come back, and so we're all hoping. Like, we got Jessica Graff and everybody.
You know, off to the side, I just have to say, quick note, I think Tommy is in a really good position right now in the house.
I love Tommy.
I think he's in a really good position.
There's in the chat, pretty interesting, Joseph Boza dropping some knowledge. Tommy got his play shout out on Broadway, obviously. But the rumor is that on August 18th, it will be canceled. The reason being they couldn't find someone to replace him, in assuming he goes a long way.
Oh my gosh.
Wow.
So AfterBuzz viewers, if you think you can replace Tommy in Pretty Woman,
get your voices warmed up.
I'm just kidding. I
start
could never.
Stretching. Start stretching, everybody. So now our, I think my favorite segment is the news and gossip segment, AfterBuzz TV News. Yes, there, we're investigative journalists. So as you all know, a lot happens on the live feeds. We have some tweets. A lot happens on the live feeds while we're not watching the show. And so Rachel has a great keen eye on what happened. So Rachel, what's the tea, sis?
What is the tea? So we've got some big tea about Kat from the Big Brother house.
She was on the blog last week, remember?
We remember Kat. She hooked up with Jackson in the first 3 days of being inside the Big Brother house. But, spoiler, Kat has a boyfriend of a year and a half.
Wow.
And we've got some exclusive pictures here of her vacationing with her boyfriend, kissing, loving on each other. I mean, there's videos posted of her. He threw her a going away party or a premiere party, spent $2,000 on it with all of friends and family.
$2,000?
And I think he said also that there was the news was linked that he bought her a promise ring and that she's actually wearing it on the show, text messages between the two saying
promise
they couldn't wait to do the amazing race together, they couldn't wait to do photo shoots, collabs together.
What?
They were gonna, it sounds like maybe milk this for all it's worth, which I don't blame them, but again, and we see her shouting out Brett at every second chance that she gets.
Call me Brett.
Call me Brett.
Very much. So
this
much.
Is her going away video to him that she sent to him.
I hope you don't forget about me because I'm going to think about you every day.
Clearly getting.
And thank you for being my best friend. And for loving me always and for always being.
The crocodile tears.
And I can't wait to see you again.
This is like a thing right now. Are you guys following the Bachelorette stuff?
No. Yeah, and so a lot of people are comparing. I mean, this is her going away party that he threw her all of these balloons.
So is he
balloons.
Speaking out? Like, has he said anything?
No, this is just from a source.
An inside source.
This was sent by
a friend of the pod.
He's a very well-to-do, prominent person. Sounds like in the Texas area. So he's devastated. A lot of people are comparing this to the Caitlyn fiasco last year.
Oh, yeah.
There is a bit of a difference as she has not spoken about her boyfriend on the show.
Oh, my God.
As I'm not aware of her speaking about her boyfriend at all on the show.
You know, the first thing I'm thinking about, like, they can actually throw a party. How they make it look like is you get your key, you pack up, and off
oh, no, yeah, shipped. You don't. But, I mean, wow. I personally love Kat. I think she's hilarious. I would love to be best friends with Kat outside this house, to be honest with you, which sucks about
careful.
All this.
She's going to think you're conspiring against her.
This bitch is like conspiring against me. But, that's the hot and juicy gossip this
that
week.
That was amazing. Thank you so much, Rachel. We always know that you have your eye on
Well, you know what? And a lot of these, you know, I'm friends with a lot of these Big Brother accounts too. They like to talk to me. Sometimes.
Well, you know, they love to talk. We all love Big Brother, best show on TV. So, what another amazing week, Mike. It was so great to have you
This
panel. Thank you so much.
So happy. Social media.
Oh, sorry. The power of Tweedle. I'm sorry.
Yes, we have our social media segment that I teased earlier.
Sorry, girl.
The power of Tweedle. Let's squeeze it in real quick. First up, Evil Dick. He said the DRC should have a taser in it. Therefore, when house guests, when they vote, basically, and they start to shout out other people, they should be shocked, which I love. So when they're like, happy birthday, I love you, mom.
Yes. Oh, my God. It is annoying. I did it last year.
That is epic. Next one.
Mel Brown.
Mel Brown. He's like, anyone with a pulse. No one. Bella. Okay, so I have something to tell you. Meaning she will share the goods to anyone and everyone she can. Drew said Chanel versus Walmart.
What up, though?
Rachel season to this clan this year. Basically, they're like womp, 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 knockoffs. And last, Andy, my fave, he says, everyone, I like Kimmy. Jack, you do? And everyone's like, nope, never said that. Because Jack is bullying people into hating Kimmy.
Oh, my God.
And there it is. Super quick. Thanks for letting me squeeze that in. That was your power of Tweeter.
Big Brother Twitter. BB Twitter is my favorite Twitter, I think.
It is funny. So a lot of memes.
So until next week, thank you so much. My name is Charles Connolly. You can find me at Charles Connolly. Where can they find you, Rachel Swindler?
Rachel Swindler, at Rachel Swindler on Instagram, and then at Twitter, at Rachie Swin.
Yay! And I'm Jessica Williams. You can find me on Twitter at Miss Jessica WW and on Instagram at Miss Jessica Williams.
Yes. Guys, I'm Mike Thieling. Thanks so much for hanging out with us in the chat. You can find me everywhere at Mike Thieling.
That's all for this week. We'll see y'all next week for another edition of AfterBuzz Big Brother. Bye.
Founder Kevin Undergaro and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.